Come on, yous boys in green. Come on, yous boys in green.
I think we have a good chance, and I'd love to save if we win.
And here in O'Connell School, North Richmond Street, how excited is everyone?
Very excited.
I personally think we're going to win because I don't know much about history, but I think our old Irelands were kind of, you know, they already knew about football more than the others did, so.
It means very much because if we make it to the finals, if we do win, everyone's going to be celebrating.
So you think everyone will go pretty crazy?
Yeah, like go to the pubs and all and celebrate so much.
And how old are you?
11.
So you remember the Euros last year and Euro 2012?
Yeah.
And this will be your first World Cup if Ireland qualify?
Yeah.
If the Republic of Ireland go all the way? And will you go to Russia?
Maybe.
Who do you think will score first?
Ireland.
I think that Ireland's going to win because they have a good team.
If we win this, first goal scorer is going to be Shane Long.
So it's important, isn't it, that we score first?
I'd be happy if we got the away goal in the first match, but sadly we didn't. So if they get the away goal and we get a goal, they win.
So if it's a one-all draw, they go through, Denmark go through?
Yeah, because they get the away goal.
So we have to win?
Yep.
Have to win at all costs?
Yep.
And what do you think the atmosphere will be like tonight? What do you think will happen?
I wouldn't say there'd be crowd trouble, but there'd be singing and cheering.
What will it mean if the Republic of Ireland do qualify and do go to the Football World Cup?
It means that then they have the encourage to go on and get somewhere.
And then there's pressure to do well, isn't there, in Russia?
Yep.
Do you think you'll be going to Russia?
I'm not sure.
Any of your relatives, do you think they'll go if we qualify?
Yeah, but I don't like plane travelling, so I won't go.
You don't like planes?
No.
Why not?
Because I just don't like them.
Who's going to win tonight?
Ireland.
And what will the score be?
3-2.
And what will you do if that happens?
Dance.
And what will you dance to?
The song that comes on after they win.
Whatever song that might be.
Come on, yous boys in green.
Come on, yous boys. Come on, yous boys in green.
I know a good strategy to beat the opponent. Now, here's my strategy. Now, you're supposed to lure the enemy into a false sense of security by letting them score, like, I don't know, 3 points. And then you'll rank up, you catch up to them, and then they'll never expect it. You just, bam!
And what else do you think will happen tonight?
I don't know. I mean, like, Donald Trump makes another stupid statement on Twitter. That's probably going to happen.
I mean, on the pitch.
Oh! At the pitch. You know, regular football stuff. Excited to stay up late.
Martin O'Neill should attack because what he did on Denmark, he should be ashamed of himself. He just hoofed the ball and looked for the second ball. That's why he had Murphy on. But if fancy go attacking, he needs Wezo and Shane.
But isn't Martin O'Neill doing the best he can with the players he has?
No, because he has fast people up front and he's just using tall and people that just can hit the ball and have strength just to stay around the players.
So do you think tonight we should attack?
Yeah, and we should put Wezo starting and put him on to how long he can last.
Tonight's going to be a tough game, Monique. We have to attack the game now tonight. It's do or die tonight. And you don't want to take it to extra time or penalties. You want to finish it all.
You've
90
come
minutes.
All the way from Limerick to be here.
Yes, yes. All my friends are coming later.
It really is that important to you?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's good. It'd be good for the economy too, you know what I mean?
Kevin Kilbane said it would be worth €2 billion to the Irish economy. I'm not sure about that figure. But it really is huge, isn't it? And you remember South Korea, Japan, way back in 2002, don't you?
Big, it was massive, like, you know what I mean? And it is worth that kind of money for all businesses, you know, for all the pubs and all around the country, you know, give them a bit of a lift as well, you know.
We'll prepare and we'll go and we'll do our best. We'll put them under pressure. The game is about being effective, being aggressive, winning the ball, getting on with the play. We'll put them under pressure.
You've come all the way from Denmark. I'm chatting to a group of Danes here. All you need is a draw, one all draw, and you're through.
Yeah, a draw will be enough.
How excited are you? How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're just 17?
Yeah.
And you can't remember when Denmark was last in the World Cup?
No, I'm not sure. I was alive.
And you've got your big red scarf?
I have.
How do you think it will go? And what does this mean to you, to the young people?
Denmark will win, of course. And the youngsters in Denmark will be happy.
So you have bright red hair. Do many people in Denmark have bright red hair, or do you have an Irish connection?
I have an Irish connection. I'm half Irish, but I'm Danish in this match.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
It's everything, you know. It's World Cup, so.
So the World Cup to you is everything?
It's everything for the squad and the team and the country, yeah. So it's everything.
You're 19, your biggest memory is back in 1992 winning the Euros with Schmeichel, but not so great since then. How do you think tonight will go?
We'll, of course, win tonight.
You think?
Yeah, I think. I think Denmark will win 1-0.
1-0?
Yeah.
And that's enough,
isn't
it?
That's enough, yes it is.
And then it's to Russia?
Yeah, I hope so.
But you're going to break the Irish nation's heart?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Of course, we're very proud.
Really looking forward to the game. It means everything. It could be a good summer ahead, like, you know, if we qualify.
How will you get out to Russia if we qualify?
Any way possible.
And do you have the funds in place?
We're saving at the minute. We're just building up a few pounds to go, and we should have it all then by March, and then we get booked in. Like, players gotta be win tonight, that's the main thing.
I don't know anything about football, I don't really care. I think it's just an excuse for toxic masculinity.
Girls like football too.
Yeah, fair enough. But as long as people behave and consider other people.
So just like Ireland, you haven't been at the World Cup since 2002. How excited are you being a Dane, being here in Dublin?
If the Danes can play the game, they usually can. I think one goal is enough to win the game, I think.
Tickets are scarce tonight. They're hard to get hold of. How much are they changing hands for?
Well, I've seen on the internet that there's people looking for 700 for two. So the 300 ticket is expensive.
Are they selling for that?
They are selling for that.
300?
They are selling, yeah, for 300.
And people are buying
them. People are buying them, yeah. I had two Danish lads there. They're willing to pay 700 for two, like, you know.
Are you excited about the game?
What game is it? I don't know what game that is, what you're talking about.
You went to Italian 19. What was it like?
It was very good at that time. Now, I'm 64 years of age, so.
And you also went to South Korea, Japan, 2002.
I did, and I disappointed one of the matches because I thought that match was very dirty between the two teams.
Was that the Spain game to
it
penalties?
It was the Spain game. It was very dirty between them, like, you know.
So fond memories.
Well, I enjoyed myself over there. I made a new friend that I never had before, and I still get in contact.
You still keep in touch?
Can't touch at the moment, yeah.
So that whole era of give it a lash, Jack?
Give it a lash, Jack. Give it a lash, Jack. We'll be back, Jack, and all this, yeah.
Tonight, history could be made. Against the Danes, what do you think?
I'm a soccer man. Tonight's match, I don't think myself personally that Ireland will do it. For a start, they haven't got a strong team.
Well, I mean, you've got to believe, though. I mean, they've got this far. They beat Wales, for crying out loud.
They might have beat Wales, but they didn't beat Denmark there last week. I am nervous, yeah. Like, I'd like to see Ireland going through. It's actually the quarterfinals, well.
Make it to the quarters.
To make it to the quarterfinals, yeah.
In Russia.
In Russia, yeah.
And if we qualify tonight, will you go to Russia?
I will. When I'm going away again, I'll give up the cigarettes and the drink and save all my money to get it, to get me fair over.
You're going to get there?
I will get it, definitely get it. If we have to rob a bank, I'll do it. To get there.
Oh, that poor bank clerk.
Well, don't mind the bank clerk. Look at all the government at the moment robbing those, you know, by hell, you know.
Represent your own country, why not be?
If the Republic of Ireland go to Russia, this will be your first World Cup in your lifetime, won't it?
Yeah. I wasn't around back in the 90s, was it, when they went?
2002 was the last one.
I was there, well, I was only two, you know, so it'd be great to see them.
Olé!